ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता चैप्टर 11 द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। विल बी रीडिंग टेक्स्ट 15 16 17 एंड 18। टेक्स्ट 15 अर्जुनोवाच पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदेहे सर्वांस्तथा भूतविशेषसंघान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थम् ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च दिव्यान्। पब्लिश्ड एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। अर्जुन सेड, माय डियर लॉर्ड कृष्णा, आई सी असेंबल्ड इन योर बॉडी ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स एंड वेरियस अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज। आई सी ब्रह्मा सिटिंग ऑन द लोटस फ्लावर एज वेल एज लॉर्ड शिवा and all the sages and divine serpents. Purport. Arjuna sees everything in the universe. Therefore, he sees Brahma, who is the first creature in the universe, and the celestial serpent upon which the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu lies in the lower regions of the universe. This snake bed is called Vasuki. There are also other snakes known as Vasuki. Arjuna can see from the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu up to the topmost part of the universe on the lotus flower planet where Brahma, the first creature of the universe, resides. That means that from the beginning to the end, everything could be seen by Arjuna, who was sitting in one place on his chariot. This was possible by the grace of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Text 16. Aneka bahu daravaktra netram pashyamitvam sarvato nantarupam nantam namadhyam napunastavadim pashyami vishveshvara vishvarupa. Translation. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths and eyes, expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Purport. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unlimited. Thus, through him, everything could be seen. Text 17. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam chattejo rashim sarvato deeptimantam पश्यामित्वां दुर्निरीक्ष्यं स्यमन्ता दीप्ता नलार्कद्युतिमप्रमेयम्। ट्रांसलेशन। योर फॉर्म इज डिफिकल्ट टू सी बिकॉज ऑफ इट्स ग्लेयरिंग इफल्जेंस स्प्रेडिंग ऑन ऑल साइड्स लाइक ब्लेजिंग फायर और द इमेजरेबल रेडियंस ऑफ द सन। येट आई सी दिस ग्लोइंग फॉर्म एवरीवेयर अडॉर्न्ड विद वेरियस क्राउन्स क्लब्स एंड डिस्क्स। टेक्स्ट 18। त्वमक्षरं परमं वेदितव्यं त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानं त्वमव्यय शाश्वत धर्मगोप्ता सनातनस्त्वं पुरुषो मतो मे। ट्रांसलेशन। यू आर द सुप्रीम प्राइमल ऑब्जेक्टिव, यू आर द अल्टीमेट रेस्टिंग प्लेस ऑफ ऑल ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स, यू आर इनएग्जॉस्टिबल एंड यू आर द ओल्डेस्ट, यू आर द मेंटेनर ऑफ द इटर्नल रिलीजन, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the devotees present here. Before I can speak something on this most confidential subject of the Gita. So here we are on the 11th chapter. And the chapter is entitled The Universal Form. We read text 15, 16, 17 and 18, and this is the beginning where Arjuna is beginning to speak. he is seeing the universal form right in front of him, and he starts glorifying that form. And whatever he sees, he is speaking it out. So here we see that he is seeing so many things. The universal form is so unlimited. Unlimited bellies, unlimited hands, mouths, legs, arms. Everything about the universal form is unlimited. 15 and 16 is just the description of the universal form. And in 17, he is describing how the universal form is so dazzling and radiant and effulgent. And he's saying, aprameyam, immeasurable. The universal form is immeasurable, infinite everywhere. Everything about the universal form is infinite. But that infinite form, he is trying to describe in text 18. Tomaksharam paramam veditavyam. He is describing that immeasurable universal form in his own words. So, what exactly is this universal form? How do we understand this unlimited form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? To give an example, we can compare the universal form, say, to our country, for example. The Prime Minister of the country may say, New Delhi is my heart or my brain. New Delhi, the city New Delhi, is my brain. In the sense, all the decision making is happening from that particular city. He may say, Bombay is my heart, because that's where the money power comes from. He may say, some particular state is my arms, because all the labor force, all the workforce come from that particular state. He may say, my so-and-so particular city or so-and-so particular state is my belly, because that's a place where all the agricultural output, industrial output, maximum amount of growth or industrial production happens there. So he may say, that is my belly. So similarly, Lord Krishna is saying that this sun and moon are my eyes. This is my legs. These are my bellies. Mountains are my veins. My hairs. The trees are my hairs. Mountains are my bones. So in so many different ways, he is trying to explain himself in various forms, so that the listener or the reader can get some understanding about the nature of the Absolute Truth. So therefore, he is showing this universal form. So what was the need for Krishna to display this universal form to Arjuna? Basically, they can be categorized into three. There could be many. But Prabhupada is emphasizing three basic reasons in his Gita and the Bhagavatam purports. One reason, the first reason, he says, is to convince the unintelligent class of men who accept anyone and everyone as an incarnation of the Lord and so mislead the general mass of people. So we find, especially in India, so many bogus gurus, so many swamis and yogis claiming themselves to be God. And they have a band of followers who say that, yes, he is Bhagawan, he is God. And they start worshipping him. So these people are termed as unintelligent or less intelligent, because they are taking an ordinary human being and worshipping him as God, without understanding the definition of God, without understanding what are the qualities found in actual God. So just because someone comes in front of him and starts displaying some mystic power, some magic show, and they may help him, that person, in getting rid of some disease, some financial problem, some kind of material problem, and then he starts worshipping him as God. So to convince such unintelligent people that God is not such a cheap thing, Krishna here shows Arjuna the universal form, so that people can understand what exactly God is and not get fooled by such cheaters. So that is one main reason why Arjuna was shown this universal form. Arjuna himself had no need to see the universal form. He had complete faith and he was firmly convinced that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And he never doubted Krishna's potencies, whether he was really God. So, okay, let me see the universal form. Only then I can understand and get convinced that yes, Krishna is God. He was not in need of seeing the universal form to convince himself that Krishna is God. He requests Krishna to see the universal form so that others who are less intelligent can understand who God is and not get cheated by unscrupulous godmen, especially found in this age. So we hear people saying God is great, praise the Lord, especially we find behind taxis and auto rickshaws, God is great. So how God is great? We here get a glimpse of the greatness of God. Unlimited everything. Unlimited arms, legs, bellies, everything unlimited. So that is God. Everything about him is infinite. So no finite human being or an ordinary man on the street can display such unlimited aspects about himself. If he can, then we should take him seriously. Otherwise, we should reject him as a bogus pretender and not get carried away by his display of magics. The nature of people in this age is they bring down God to the level of an ordinary man, and they raise an ordinary man to the level of God. That is the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems in Kali Yuga. Because they have no proper education on the science of God, they take anyone to be God. Therefore, we need to understand the science of Gita and get actual proper understanding of the personality of Godhead, and understand what exactly he is, what his nature is. Otherwise, we will be easily get fooled by such pretenders just because they are showing some magics. So this was the first reason, to convince the unintelligent class of men who accept anyone and everyone as an incarnation and thus mislead the general mass of people. The first reason why Krishna showed the universal form to Arjuna. The second reason for showing the universal form is because the meditation on the universal form is meant for the neophytes. For beginners in spiritual practice, they are recommended to meditate on the universal form of God, because that is easier than directly meditating on the personal form of God for beginners in spiritual life. Because as we said, beginners in spiritual life have an understanding that God is great to some extent. They are just unaware of how great he is. So when they see such magnificent display of power, unlimited everything, unlimited light, rays, direction, so many things about him, unlimited. So when they see such unlimited features of God, then they are convinced that yes, this is God. So that makes them easier, that facilitates them to meditate on this universal form as worshipable. For them to see the this form, Archa Vigraha, or the personal form of God, they find it very difficult. So they feel, oh, God is unlimited. How can you limit him to a murti, to a statue? That is totally inconceivable for them. They feel you are trying to limit God to a form. So therefore, they are advised to meditate on this universal aspect of God. Because then they see, yeah, yes, God is really unlimited. How can a statue be unlimited? For them, that is too difficult to conceive. So, to meditate for neophytes, to begin spiritual practice, they are advised to meditate on this universal form of God. The second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes this universal form in to great detail. The first chapter, I think the first chapter, it says, the first step in God realization. The first step in God realization, that chapter is, that chapter is talking about the universal form. That means, it is not the last step. The last step in God realization is not describing the universal form. The last step is describing the personal feature of the God. And that comes in the 10th canto. So beginners, first step, who are undertaking this process of God realization, for them, these instructions on the universal form and meditation on it is given. So therefore, we should understand that for neophytes, this is highly recommended. Now, Krishna also says in the Gita that those who have perfected this art of meditation, those who have attained perfection in meditation, those people worship my personal form. He says, yoginam api sarvesham mad gate nantaratmana. Among all different kinds of yogis who are taking up meditation on different things, who are trying to meditate on various aspects of the Supreme, among all of them, the topmost is the one who is meditating on my personal form. Not the one who is meditating on the universal form. And in the same chapter, 11th chapter, towards the end, he again says, Sudur Darsham Idam Rupam. Sudur Darsham, this Rupam is extremely rare. Drishtavanasi Yanmama. Deva Apyasya Rupasya. Nityam Darshina Kankshina. Says, even the demigods, they are also extremely anxious to see this form of mine. After the universal form was displayed, Arjuna is requesting Krishna to show his original form because he's very much frightened. He's too much bewildered. So then he requests Krishna to come back to his original two-handed form. And once Krishna shows that form, then Krishna says like this, this form that you are seeing now, right now, this two-handed form is a form that even the demigods are anxious to behold. So he himself is declaring that his personal form is superior than the universal form or other impersonal aspects. And in the 12th chapter also, the next chapter that we are going to see, he says how meditation on the impersonal aspect is so difficult, unnecessarily troublesome. And those who take up to that meditation find that their goal is very difficult, is achieved very in great difficulty. And then he says that worship of my personal form is the one that is recommended. So the second point, it's meant for the neophytes, meditation on the universal form. People in India generally feel that this 11th chapter of the Gita is the highest, is the culmination or the topmost knowledge revealed in the Gita, because this is the chapter where the universal form is described. So therefore, many people memorize these verses of this chapter and they recite on a daily basis because they feel this is the topmost. But Krishna here is not confirming to this idea. And there are 7 more chapters yet to come after this 11th chapter. And more knowledge is going to be revealed in the subsequent chapters. And finally culminating in the 18th chapter where he says, surrender unto me, abandon all varieties of religion and simply surrender unto me. That will make you perfect. So, same thing, meditation on the universal form is meant for the beginners, beginners of spiritual science. So among all the features, finally, just to summarize, personal, impersonal, localized and the universal forms. Among all four, the personal form is the topmost. And meditation on that personal form, either in the form of the Archa Vigraha or any other form of the Lord, is the most recommended form of worship of God. And that will award us the highest levels of God realization. Another reason why the universal form is shown or described is because it is a method of purification of one's heart. Purifying the heart of all the dirty contaminations that are there accumulated in our heart. Lust, anger, greed, envy, pride and illusion. So in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find Parikshit, King Parikshit, who was cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights. And he has submitted himself to that great sage called Shukadev Goswami. He is sitting on the bank of the Ganga and hearing from Shukadev Goswami. And Shukadev Goswami started speaking various topics. And second canto, as we said, is the beginning of that knowledge. And he's telling what is the first step in God realization. And Parikshit is asking a question. He's putting forward a question to Shukadev. And he's asking, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. And then Prabhupada is giving a nice purport. He says, after a detailed description of the matter for the benefit of others who are unable to conceive of the transcendental personal feature of the Lord as a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, for him, this knowledge is described. The non-devotee class of men cannot think of the personal feature of the Lord because of their poor fund of knowledge. A very common term in Prabhupada's language. Poor fund of knowledge. The personal form of the Lord, like Ram or Krishna, is completely revolting to them. People just can't accept that God is a person. They find it so difficult to understand that God can have a form. Therefore, they are very much attracted to this gigantic manifestation, like the universal form. So we should understand that this inability to conceive the Lord's personal feature is a sign of some kind of impurity in our heart. Everyone is seeking out personal relationships, personal dealings with everyone. But when it comes to God, somehow or the other, we find it very difficult to accept him as a person. And that is a sign of a kind of impurity in our heart. So, to purify ourselves, we are first given the understanding of this universal form. The next text, Shukadev Goswami says, he is replying now to Parikshit's answer, Parikshit's question. How to meditate on the universal form? One should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayam and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord called the Virat Rupa, the universal form. And the purport Prabhupada says, the materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self. That means we all are absorbed in the bodily concept. That means, I am this body, whoever is in relationship to the body are all mine, my family, my friends, my relatives, my country, my profession, all these things are related to the temporary body. And we are 24 hours a day engaged in these thoughts, absorbed and engrossed in these kind of thoughts. We can never think beyond these kind of things. That is known as the bodily conception. And to help us come out of this bodily conception, a description of the universal form is given. And a person who is desiring to come out of this conception is advised to meditate on the universal form. And thus the yoga system for meditation, controlling the sitting posture and breathing process and fixing the mind on the Supreme, is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialist. And he continues, Sukhdev Goswami continues his reply. He says, this gigantic manifestation of the phenomenal material world as a whole is the personal body of the absolute truth, wherein the universal resultant past, present and future of material time is experienced. So when Arjuna saw the universal form, he could see everything, past, present and future. Future in the sense, he could see how the whole Mahabharata war had already taken place. All the Kaurava army had already died. Karna, Duryodhan, everyone already killed, entering into the mouth of the universal form and getting smashed. We'll see in the next future verses how everything is already achieved. Arjuna is just going to be the instrument in accomplishing that. So past, present and future, everything can be seen in that universal form of the absolute truth. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, less intelligent men cannot conceive of the transcendental, all spiritual form of the Lord, but they are astounded by his different energies, just as the aborigines are struck with wonder by the manifestation of lightning, a gigantic mountain, or a hugely expanded banyan tree. So a person, say, any layman, he is wonderstruck when he sees something big, something gigantic, like the banyan tree or a mountain or lightning. So therefore, Krishna is describing the universal form in these terms, so that such people can get attracted. He can catch their attention. Therefore, this universal form is described. So, we saw these three reasons. First, to convince the unintelligent class of men. Second, as a form of meditation. And third, as a method of purification of one's own heart. These are the main primary reasons why Krishna showed this universal form to Arjuna. So, if anyone has any questions, we can take. We still have a few minutes. Otherwise, we can do the kirtan. Yeah. Grantha Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.